But what about the Catholics in Jordan? What are their thoughts, their expectations and hopes concerning this papal visit to their nation? Well, to get the answers to those questions, I spoke to a leading representative of the Catholic Church there. Bishop Salim Sayeg is the Vicar General of the Patriarchate of Jerusalem for Jordan and is based in Amman. I spoke to him just before the Pope's arrival to get more feedback.
The main significance of this visit is the blessing of the Holy Father for the whole country, for Jordan, above all for Christians in Jordan and in the Middle East, to confirm them in the Christian faith. And in this visit, we are very proud to receive him, not only Christian people, but Muslim people too. And for our youth in Jordan, the Christian youth, it is the first time that he addresses his words to them directly and to think about them. It is a great honor for our youth.
Turning to look at the situation in your country, the Catholic Church in Jordan is only a tiny community in a Muslim-majority nation. What are the main pastoral issues for the church there?
For the church, first of all, I think it is good to remember that Jordanian people, Christian Jordanian people, they are not foreigners. They are citizens. We are living with the Muslim people since hundreds of years. Then our daily life is daily dialogue with Muslim people. And this visit is very appreciated by many, many of our good Muslim people, because they know that the visit of the Holy Father is great for Jordan. The second thing is Jordan is a part, integral part of the Holy Land, because we have in Jordan the site of the baptism where Jesus were baptized by John the Baptist. In the north of the country, we have the homeland of Saint Elijah the prophet. And in the south, we have Machaerus, where John was beheaded. And we have Mount Nebo, where Moses passed away before the people, the Hebrew people, crossed the river and to enter to Jericho. And this visit will help, let us say, the whole world to be aware that the holy places are not only in Palestine and in Israel. Many of the holy places are in Jordan. And in this place, in the site of the baptism, Jesus started his public life, because according to St. John, the first chapter of St. John, there he has the first meeting with five of his disciples. In the chapter 10 of St. John, it is written that Jesus came back in that place where John was baptizing in the first of his mission. And this place for Jordanian people is the first Christian holy place, just as the Basilica of the Nativity of Bethlehem for the people of Bethlehem, or the Basilica of the Annunciation for the people of Nazareth. Here in Jordan, we have the place where Jesus was baptized. That's why this place for us now will be in the front page of the whole world, to let Christian people know that we have always to remember our baptism and to be faithful to our baptism.
Can you describe for us the Moses Memorial on Mount Nebo, where Moses saw the promised land from a distance? What does it look like? Paint us a picture of it.
Okay, I will say it for you as I imagine it. It is a joke. 40 years, Moses was in the desert, and the Lord encouraged him, Moses, go ahead, the promised land which give you milk and honey and so on. When he came to Mount Nebo, he showed him the holy land in front of him. To the west of Mount Nebo is the desert of Judah, the south of Bethlehem. And Moses told him, Lord, 40 years in the desert, and the Holy Land is the desert too. He has a heart attack and he passed away. There, I think Moses passed away there because the Lord wanted him to cross really to the real Holy Land and to show us who came after him that the real Holy Land is in heaven and not the symbol. The Holy Land as the real land is the symbol of the eternal Holy Land, of the eternal life with Jesus Christ, with God. And this place was honored by Christian people since the first centuries. There is a big church, the ruins of big church and convents for monks and so on. The ruins there are since the 4th, 5th, and 6th century above all. And in that time, it was on the main road which leads to Jerusalem, from east to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to this region, East Jerusalem. And the word Nebo is a god of the Chaldean people. Many of the Chaldean people passed there for commerce, you see, and they give this name Nebo to that place. I think the first thing, it was like a holy land, holy place for Chaldean people who honored the god Nebo. And lately, the Jews came there. The name remains. And the tradition, the Jewish tradition, that Moses died in that place. And the Christian, they inherited this tradition from the Jewish people that Moses passed away in that place. But nobody knows where he was buried.
Coming back to relations about the Muslim community, how would you describe relations in general between Christians and Muslims in Jordan?
That means in Jordan, there is a tradition. It is a land of tradition. It is not easy to change a tradition. And according to our tradition here, there is always a very good relation with the authority of the places here, with the palace, with the government, with a very good, very, very good relation. On the street level, the good relations are there for sure, and they are continuing. But according now to the Islam fundamentalists, they are working more and more in Jordan too, but they are always an exception. The good relation, Jordan people, Muslim and Christian are good too. But something now is starting to make some difference between Christian and Muslim and so on. But in the daily life, there is no Christian ghetto in Jordan, anywhere. We are living as citizens. We have our rights and have our duties like other citizens. But when we come to the religious freedom, there is no religious freedom to Muslim people to become Christian. And that's it. This is the only thing where from time to time there are some difficulties between Christian and Muslim people.
And do you sometimes meet your Muslim counterparts?
It is our daily life. It is not something which happens from time to time. We are living with them. We have many, many friends of them. And from the Islamist fundamentalist people, we have many friends because many of them, they want to live as a real Muslim people, you see. Fundamentalism is not always bad. Something is good in the fundamentalists because they want to live as real Muslim people. They respect us. We respect them. We put our hand with them and we do many social things together.
Do people there, though, among the Christian community sometimes fear the growing influence of what you might call Muslim extremists, those who are perhaps more hostile?
Yes, from time to time it happens. It is normal. This is the daily life.
Can you tell us something about the Madaba University in Amman?
Madaba University is the first Christian university. We, the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, we had the honor to build this university. And this university was blessed by John Paul II and by Benedict XVI. And that's why the Pope accepted to bless the cornerstone of this university. This university will help a lot to maintain Christian people in their land, above all youth. The best of our youth who generally go outside to continue their studies. And it will be open for all people, Christian and Muslim, and it will help really Muslim and Christian people to live together, to respect each other, and to do something very good for our country and for the Christian presence, not only in Jordan, but in the Middle East too.
And when is it expected to open?
I think in the school year of 2010, we hope.
That was Bishop Salim Sayegh, the Latin Patriarchal Vicar of Jordan. And you can hear more details about Pope Benedict's ongoing pilgrimage to Jordan on our feature programme at the same time tomorrow.